And any questions or comments you have for Coach Clinton Larson, he is live in studio. And I tell you what, though, many may think that resigning live on national television is fast becoming a trend now. But hey, you know, for me, I can't help but wonder and ask myself what the coaches are going through now and again. Certainly can't be an easy decision to part ways with your players in that fashion. I mean, what level of I can't take this anymore? And you've heard it multiple times over and over again. Is it going to take? And they say, I can't take this. I can't take this anymore. Regardless of at times, even the victories that are coming their way. Well, one thing for sure, this particular gaffer here will tell us, because he recently parted ways with Magesi live on our small screens. Clinton Larson is here in studio with me. Clinton, good to see you. Welcome.
Always good to see you, Rob. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Oh, an easy question. How was your festive season?
Nothing beats being with the family, Rob.
Yeah.
You know, my decision came at a time when, you know, it afforded me the opportunity to spend Christmas with my loved ones. And as everybody knows, they mean everything to me. You know, I'm very, very close with my family. I spend every free moment of mine with them. You know, I've got a grandchild now, so I'm a grandfather.
Oy, so. Congrats.
So I've got to make time for her as well, you know, my little superstar. But an amazing time spent with the family, and I appreciate it.
Was that something different, though? Something quietly, slightly surreal? Because the calendar's changed somewhat. You know, before there used to be a little break that was given for the festive season. But right now, it almost seems that the league has almost adopted to what they do in the Premier League in the UK, where you almost play right throughout. Was that a bit of a change? Was that almost like, oh, man, you know, it's blessing in disguise. Decision came at the right time. Now I've got this time that I would not have had if I was still coaching.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't have had the time. But I just think, you know, with the delay of the Betway Premiership kickoff, you know, fixtures had to be pushed back, and it is what it is. But yeah, it just so happened that, Rob, I made the decision when I did. And, you know, it was mid-December? And, you know, being with the family also made me really look at what I want in my life as a father, as a grandfather, as a parent, you know, and as a coach, you know. And, you know, you got to start looking a little bit deeper at what you want out of life. And I've been having these discussions with my wife on almost a daily basis. And I've come to some very interesting conclusions.
I was about to say, what are the conclusions? I mean, it sounds like deep and very thought out.
It is very deep, Rob. And, you know, some of them have been to keep doing what I love doing, and that is coaching. Nothing pleases me more than being on the training field every day. And I've been doing it. It's my 21st year of coaching now, so I've been doing it a long, long time.
Sure.
And, you know, other things have been, you know, looking for a change, possibly outside of our borders. And, you know, others have been maybe looking at opening an academy, something I envisioned doing a long time ago and was supposed to, and didn't end up doing so because of my head coaching responsibilities down the years. But yeah, we've been talking about so many things, and we still are. So it's an ongoing conversation.
Can I be inquisitive enough to ask, because the man that you started this journey with, and well done, I mean, 21 years in the coaching space is a massive run. The sad part is that I think the person that you started with in 2008 in Maritzburg was Gordon Eggerson, if I'm not mistaken. And he's gone on very quietly to do what you probably want to do, which is within the academy space. And I've never seen Gordon look much younger than he is right now, because he doesn't go through the stress and stresses that coaches go through. But when you come back from the break, you're going to find out if that dream is indeed still there. And if it is, when does it begin?
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Comments, questions, coach. Clinton Larson is my guest here down in the Durban studios. In fact, talking about questions or comments,
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Hulu Felang here. And good evening to the MSW shoulders. And good evening to coach my coach, Clinton Larson. Firstly, congratulations on your stint at McKinsey. And I mean this with the utmost respect, because it is never, ever easy to be the new boys in the big league. And already months into your stint, you may be struggling in the league, but you made history winning that Carling Knockout Cup, beating the big boys like your Orlando Pirates in the very first round. And you go on to the final and you defeat Mamelodi Sundowns. No easy feat facing South Africa's two of the three giants that we all know and that we all follow in any way, shape or form. My simple question to you is this. Did you feel that like there was enough support given to you by the powers that be? Because I will not lie, your resignation really shocked me and it shocked a lot of people. And I'm trying to gather the reasons why you left. Were you in any way, shape or form interrupted by the powers that be? Were you given the support by the powers that be? Were there any interference in the job that you were doing? What was the exact reason why? That's what I want to find out. Great show as always. Thanks.
Yeah, Olufelang, thank you so much indeed. I'm going to ask that question or throw it to the coach, but I just want to, I can see, I think someone's got a similar question.
Hi, Rob. Greetings to you and greetings to all MSW shareholders. I'd like to put Coach Clinton Larson, say Happy New Year to him and all his future plans. But Rob, my question to him is, Coach, were you pushed out of a project you spoke eloquently about? I remember when we were on interview after winning your games against, was it Mamelodi Sundowns in the final, spoke highly of the McKinsey project. What made your mind to resign from the post? Were you pushed out? What was the problem, Coach? We know we can't see everything that is happening behind the scenes, but were you pushed out? Thank you, Rob.
The key word, were you pushed out? But hold on again, similar question.
Yeah, Rob, Coach Clinton Larson, a compliment of the new year, Coach. It's rather sad that we are talking to you as former McKinsey coach, but I think that shouldn't take away the greatness and the coaching prowess that you possess, because the new next assignment will come pretty soon. But I believe you were set up for failure, but you surpassed the expectations in winning that trophy, because looking at the quality of players that were brought in after the team gained promotion, for me, it made it difficult for you to get to compete aggressively, having to start with players that were free agents, considering that you also lost your number two goalkeeper to Cape Town City at the beginning of the season. I just want to hear your views around that, whether you were given quality players to compete again after gaining promotion into the Betway Premier League. Wishing you all the best, Teboho.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, there was a chain of similarities, Clinton, in terms of those questions. Hulu Felang, you know, congratulating you on your stint at McKinsey. And then he started to say, was there support that was given to you? Did you get full support at the club?
Rob, support comes in many different ways, you know, and for me, it all started in the preseason. You know, I had a gut feel back then already that we had not assembled a strong enough squad to compete. My experience told me that we were well short of the caliber of players needed to compete at this level. And I did address this with management, you know, and management felt that I should give the local boys that promoted the team an opportunity to showcase what they can do at the highest level. And, you know, I warned him against it, saying that I did not believe that many of them had the quality to play consistently well right at the top. And I think I've been proven right, you know. We were really found wanting in terms of quality in all departments. It's just my honest assessment of what we had as a technical team. So in terms of support, yes, I got support. One thing I've got to say, the chairman, a very honourable man, Dr. Solly Makubela, his word is his bond. He gave me as much support as he could. I knew full well the financial constraints we had going into the season. As soon as we started negotiating with certain players in the preseason, I soon found out that we couldn't afford the first group of players that I had hoped to sign. We then moved to plan B, which was to get players that fell into that salary bracket that the club were prepared to pay. And fortunately, we managed to get a few players. Some of them were sitting at home. Some of them were released by previous clubs. And we managed to put a team together. But like I said, I was always very, very concerned, Rob, that we were short in terms of quality, holistically, in order to compete against some very, very good teams in the Premier League.
I mean, I understand the Clinton Larson vision together with the technical team. But I suppose clubs like Magesi aren't going to have what a Sundowns has, just in terms of the depth of knowledge, the depth of scouting, the depth technically to tell you who's performing well, where and how. So it almost is within your mind's eye, given the responsibilities that you've had in the 21 years that you've coached, to give an honest appraisal. And sometimes honest appraisals are not taken very well by individuals who will then discard them and almost inevitably discard you for having those views, which are football views, but they take them personally.
100%, Rob. And I'll always be 1,000% honest with my assessment of any situation I'm in. I've always been that way and I'll die that way. And, maybe I rub people up the wrong way by being so brutally honest. But, you know, that's how I've been brought up. And the same applied to my stint at Magesi. Every single day, every single meeting I went into, I was brutally honest with them about my thoughts about the club, my thoughts about the way we were doing things, my thoughts about our recruitment policy, the strength of our squad, no matter what the subject was, I was brutally honest about it. And like I said, maybe that honesty really rubbed people up the wrong way, but I'm hoping that it opened their eyes as a team that's still relatively naive in the Betway Premiership space. Mm-hmm. I hope that some of the things that I've highlighted have opened their eyes and hopefully, you know, they learn a lot quicker moving forward and improve the squad.
I was going to say, but why would they not take that seriously? Because, I mean, you're a coach that hasn't been given that open checkbook that other clubs do have the privilege of doing, but then you've been able to win the three trophies that you've won for lesser teams, including, you know, the very same Bloemfontein Celtic who did the damage in the Telkom knockout trophy that you won when you were coaching them. And the very same Magesu who won automatic promotion the first time out as a coach for them. So that is counted as a trophy because you're winning a league division there. And the promotion is automatic. And of course, then you go to the Carling knockout. So why would somebody not take your views or your thoughts seriously, given that you're not somebody who coaches big check teams, but then you almost give them that? I find it very strange.
Rob, I think that was probably the most frustrating part of my stay. You know, together with the fitness trainer, Pedro Picaro, we were the only two staff members in the entire organization with any Premier League experience. So this goes to management and technical team, both my assistants, Jackie Ledwaba, Papi Zotwani. It's their first time coaching in the Premier League. Yeah. Management, it's their first time at this level as well, you know. And the frustrating part was really, you know, I was trying to help the club by advising as best I could. And it fell on deaf ears, you know. And, you know, I warned them that this day would come where we could possibly struggle and be in a relegation fight. But the club has its own way of doing things, and I respect that. And, you know, I'm never one to badmouth any club, any owner. I've never done it in the past, and I won't now. But like I said, with the constraints that the club has got, they did try and support me as best they could. But I think from a managerial perspective in terms of how the club was run, and that's got nothing to do with money, things could have been done better.
Let me pick up on what Deboko was saying, because it goes back again where he says that from his observation, he believes that you were set up for failure. He says that you couldn't compete aggressively, in his words. You know, you lost your goalkeeper to Cape Town City, for example. That's what he uses. would the word set up for failure, would they land? Would they sit with you?
Rob, I don't think really set up for failure. You know, you speak about losing Sitoli, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
We also lost arguably our player of the year, Vandala, to Skekune. He first went to Arrows. I don't know what happened. He ends up at Skekune. And he, in the NFD, scored 10 goals. He's a winger. Had an outstanding season. And for some reason, we don't hold on to such a player. So that in the beginning was really, really signs that, you know, signs of concern for me. So it was very frustrating in the beginning, but I'm one to work against all odds. You know, I love the challenge of being the underdog. I love taking on a project that where there's no hope and trying my best to make the best out of it. It's just within my nature to be that way, Rob. And I tried that. I gave my all every day. You know, the players could see it. My technical team could see it. And, you know, I just wanted the people around me to have the same passion, to have the same work ethic, the same professionalism. And I think using that word in particular, professionalism, it's a word that a lot of people throw around and not a lot of people follow it up.
Or practice it.
And that's something that I spoke to the club about on a daily basis. We need to be more professional in every single aspect of the game. In how we present ourselves, the way we dress, the way we travel, you know, the way we eat, every single aspect of the game, we needed to be more professional. But I also did understand, Rob, that coming from the ABC and only spending 2 seasons in the NFD and getting promoted, the promotion did come a lot quicker than anticipated. And maybe, you know, it's taken a little longer for the entire club to fast track their professionalism, and hopefully they are learning a lot quicker now with the current situation at the club.
It's tough. I mean, you're a brave man on many fronts. You're the man that says, okay, fine, I've given you automatic promotion, given you a trophy. You got 21 games. Bring your man in. Bring whoever you want to bring in for 21 games. You could possibly go and finish number 2nd or number 3rd in the table. But you're willing to do that, to walk away as early as that. I know you were asked, Clinton, after that victory and the trophy win, about your lack of celebration, the fact that it looked very muted. And, I mean, you're a diplomat. You're probably, you know, at times too much of a diplomat when it calls for it, because you're trying to protect certain quarters. Like I say, you never like to badmouth individuals. But you spoke about, you know, you were then probably, what, 51, and you were talking about the age thing, so you might pull a hamstring if you had to run around, be a Steve Campbell type of guy and try and celebrate. And that, you know, with age, you have to be respectful of how you use your body. You know, I'm not quoting you directly there, but something of those lines. But I listened and I said, I hear you, Clinton, but I sadly will admit on the 14th of January 2025 that I didn't believe it.
Well, firstly, Rob, I want to go back to Steve. You know, when they scored their goal, Steve sprinted past our bench, and I'd never seen Steve move that fast. So that's why I said, if I tried to keep up with that type of speed, I'll pull a hamstring. But Rob, my celebrations were quite muted, merely because of the fact that I had decided that it was time.
Then. Wow.
That was 2 weeks before the calling knockout. The Calling Cup All-Stars game. I mean, this is at the final against Sundowns.
At the victory?
Yeah.
So Sundowns are being defeated by Magesi. There's wild celebrations. The chairman's on the field. All sorts of things are being sprayed. Not champagne, water. Mm-hmm. And Clinton Larson, in his mind, is like, I'm done here.
Yeah, I think it happened during the game, Rob. And hence, Rob, when we scored, I sat still. And there was so much going on in my mind. You know, I needed to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I just felt that the time was right, you know. I had achieved what I wanted to with the team, and that was not winning the Carling Cup. That was promoting the team to the Premier League. And that is the reason why the club brought me there in the first place, not to win the Carling Cup. So we achieved that, and I felt that, you know what, I've done my bit. I've worked as hard as I could, and we've gained promotion. We've now won a trophy within 4 months of existing in the Betway Premiership. And with that success in the Cup, Rob, I still felt that I'm underachieving in the league and that the players may not be responding to me as a coach, or we just don't have the quality to compete. You know, so these are all the things going through my mind, and I made the decision that I felt the time was right. I think at the time we had only played 8 league games, if I'm not mistaken, and I felt that I would give the club enough time to find somebody to come on board and take the team to the next level. So it was not an easy decision, but one that if I had to do it again, I would have.
Yo, I forgot to look at the time that I have to go for a break. I am trying to absorb probably a revelation that I don't think anybody has ever had about that particular game and the decision that Clinton Larson had made during the game, that he, at the time of those wild celebrations, he was thinking exit. Okay, let me grab some water.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. I think those are the words that I can describe the conversation that we're currently having live in our Durban studios. Coach Clinton Larson is my guest. It is hashtag MSW Marawa Sports Worldwide. Sure.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to the coach, Coach Clinton Larson, Kulumana Spongale Nogomko and Prarup. Coach, the job well done at Marques FC in his short period of time with the team from ENFD and promoting them to eBetway Premiership, and then won the trophy, Mr. Marawa, within 6 months with the team go Betway Premiership. I think that is a big, big, big achievement for coach. I just want to wish him everything of the best in future, because I was hoping that he was going to join my team AmaZulu, but the deal never materialized. So I hope to see him in future at Usutu. Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
Oh, AmaZulu. There were reports, Clinton, and you know there were reports. There were things happening, and you were heading to AmaZulu. I can put it on the table right now that they did approach you. And after approaching you, what happened?
Yeah, Rob, now that I'm unemployed, I can probably speak about it. Yes, I was approached by the club, and I met the club. Talks went relatively well, in my opinion, and I think the club were happy bringing me on board. But there were a few issues, firstly contractually, which eventually we seemed to iron out. And then there were other issues at Magesi, you know, with regards to my contracts with Magesi and myself being released from my contract. So, you know, it wasn't all plain sailing in terms of just, you know, resigning and walking out. It was a lot more difficult than that. Unfortunately, the deal didn't materialize. I was really looking forward to going to try and help what I always have said is a sleeping giant in AmaZulu. And, you know, that didn't happen. And, you know, Coach Vilakazi and Arthur Zwane have taken over. And, you know, they're doing a relatively good job. And It didn't happen for me, but hopefully in the future, you know, an opportunity like that does present itself again, because like I've said, it's an amazing institution. When I was a young kid, I used to go at the age of 10, 12 years old, go and watch teams like AmaZulu. Teams like Bushbucks with Professor Ngubane in Durban, the Joel Fires and of this world, you know. So, yeah, it didn't happen, Rob.
But do you regret that, though? Do you regret it not happening?
I don't regret any decisions I make in life, Rob.
Yeah.
I think everything through. And, you know, this saying that everything happens for a reason, I live and die by it, you know. It would have been nice had it happened. Like I said, it would have really been a good move for me, you know. Second to Bloemfontein Celtic, it would arguably be, have been the biggest club I coached in South Africa.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's a missed opportunity. But like I said, everything happens for a reason. I'm at home doing some gardening at the moment, and I'll probably bounce back pretty soon.
Sure, he's here in his overall, guys. Let's take Chico. Chico's on the line calling us from Mdeni. Chico, good evening.
Good evening, Rob, and compliments of the new season to yourself and to Coach Clinton Larson there. Quick one, Rob. I would like to ask the coach, what would be the project that will entice the coach to get back to smelling the grass? There's a team in the same province he's in. Instead of him doing the guiding, Rob was the project director in one of the launch there. And maybe it may entice him to get back, considering that the team I'm referring to has got a financial muscle. I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
You're naughty, Chico. Thank you so much. It can only be alluding to whether you're going to be cooking with gas, because they got a gas sponsor, Pakwe. The group is now pumping money into Richards Bay Football Club. Is that a possibility? Are there conversations? Have there been conversations? Still in the province.
Yeah, Rob. There have been conversations. I think it was probably 3 to 4 weeks back. Things have gone quiet, but yeah, I have spoken to the owner of Richards Bay, and that was quite some time back. I think at this moment they probably focusing first on getting the team out of the situation they're in, but yeah, I'm at home at the moment, and you know, waiting for the right opportunity to come along.
But getting the team out of a situation is something that a lot of coaches leave it up until the very last minute. And they've done that to you before. They've done it to such an extent that you've publicly gone out and said that your image was tainted heavily at Polokwane City because of something similar. You know, a team that had been right down there, got relegated. It was a near impossible situation, but you still went there. You maybe revived them somewhat, but it was an impossibility. Do you feel that something similar might happen, that they'll linger longer until it's unrevivable?
Well, Rob, like I said before, the Polokwane situation was probably the worst footballing decision I made. You know, going to a team that had lost 10 on the trot, hadn't picked up a single draw in 10 games. Coming into such a situation and trying to salvage it wasn't an easy task. But yes, we did improve, but too little too late. And I do feel that with the current situation of our football, I would not take up another project where I don't feel I've got enough games to turn things around, you know? And we've now reached a halfway stage. So it is that time for clubs to make decisions, for coaches to make decisions. And I feel if this goes on a little longer and I am asked to step in with 10 or 12 games, I am probably going to lean on the side of not taking the opportunity, because, like I've said, one of the worst decisions I made was taking on that job, and it really tainted my reputation as a coach for a long, long time.
Was that taint of the reputation the fact that they ultimately did go down, and you were asked the impossible, and when you didn't deliver the impossible, it was almost seen as if it was your problem in the beginning?
Yeah, well, when a team goes down, it's not the coaches or coach that were there before that created the problems who are associated with it. It's the coach who is there at the end, you know? Mm. It's so unfortunate, but that's the way football is. And like I said, we're halfway through the season now. Should something come up, I would probably look at it and decide.
Yeah.
But once we start looking closer to the 10-game mark, I'm almost 1,000% sure I'll decline instead of putting myself in such a situation.
All right, here's an interesting question.
Evening, Darop, and evening to the coach. Darop, the Orlando Pirates had two assistant coaches. Is the coach willing to be an assistant again if the opportunity were to avail itself, or is he now focusing on being a head coach? Man, great show is always short.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. An assistant coach, I mean, is that something Clinton Lawson looks at?
Well, if a great coach like Mangobe Mncithi can be an assistant coach, why can't Clinton Lawson be? You know, I'm open to any role, Rob. Like I said, as long as it's in an organized environment. You know, I'm not talking money. I'm just talking about being in an organized environment where people are passionate and people understand what football is about. And if I can get into such an environment, no matter what the role is, I probably would take it because I love this game.
And that is the qualification, because I was going to enter into that Mangobe Mncithi analogy that you use to say that if Mangobe Mncithi, Steve Khompela, or even Rulani, or a combination of whoever's the head coach and the assistant and the second and the first assistant, they're still in a very healthy environment. They're probably earning more than a head coach is earning in any other club. And that is because they are getting what they deserve and what their learnership, as far as coaching badges are concerned, deserves of them to earn. But I don't think there are too many other teams. I mean, I see it now. We were chatting to Mantle Ngcikazi yesterday, and I think he's in a similar situation as an assistant, having been previously a head coach of the same team, a head coach right here in KZN as well. Is that they would say yes, because, again, of the environment. It's a coaching environment that enables you to do that. And, again, there's very few of those teams to look at, Clinton. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, or you help me here.
Yeah, when we talk about environments, Rob, I think every coach wants to, firstly, there are basic necessities required at this level of football. Those are basic necessities, and that is a decent training field. That is a decent technical team. It also means having an analyst, you know, having, these are basics, Rob. At the top level, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of clubs in the Betway Premiership, some clubs don't have these
basic necessities.
So, you know, it makes it a lot more difficult when other teams have it, and on top of it, have quality players, have quality coaches, and you've got to compete and are expected to win without this. But you know, I think it's also by prioritizing. You know, people talk about we can't afford it, but I believe that if you prioritize and monies are spent in the right areas, you could have all this, Rob. I mean, GPS tracking, you name it. We would all like to be in an environment where, you know, we have some of these tools in our toolbox to make us better coaches. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of us have to do without it and still try to do our best and compete against those that have it all.
Sure. Is there time for just one
more? Good evening, Rob. Good evening to your guest there, Coach Clinton Lawson. Quick one that I would like to find out from the coach. Did he get a sense while at Makesi that the quality was not matching the PSL standard and it was a matter of time that the team was going to head the other way, which is the other way being the NFT, and he wouldn't want to have maybe experienced what he experienced previously with Polokwane City in his last stint there, and perhaps he felt couldn't there have been perhaps a budget issue when he sat with the chairman, and couldn't he have at least soldiered on with the players that he had, considering that he had a backing of the chairman, with Chico Emden.
Chico. Clinton. I think that's going to be your last question.
Well, Rob, like I said, it started in pre-season. Yeah. You know, I really felt in pre-season when we assembled the team before even signing the likes of Mzava, the likes of, Wonderboy Makubu came back from on loan. But even before getting these players, I felt that we were very, very thin in all departments, from goalkeeping up to the striker. So it was always a concern from day one. I made it very clear to management that I felt that there are at least 10 to 12 players within the squad that did not have the ability to compete at that level. And that is still my feeling today. Great boys, very, very good human beings. But when it comes to, I'm talking technical ability only, I feel that they fall very, very short of the standard required in the Betway Premiership. So I knew very, very early on that it's going to be a big battle. Mm-hmm. Hence, before 10 games into the season and not having the magic wand that other coaches may have, I feel giving somebody else the opportunity to work with the same group of players and get them to win and play the brand of football that they should. Hopefully, someone else will achieve that.
And that's your brutal honesty that we were talking about earlier on. Are you, just give me one word, are you quarter to, 10 to, 5 to getting a new job?
Quarter to.
All right, it's top of the hour. It's not even quarter to right now. But thank you so much, Clinton Larson. Truly enjoyed this very open discussion you've given us. And best of luck, man. We want to see you back on that field.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's always a pleasure being here.
Truly appreciate it. Tune in again tomorrow for Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.